From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The multi-front effort to sell the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program to U.S. lawmakers and skeptical allies continues Thursday, a day after U.S. President Barack Obama gave a staunch defense of the deal.
This nuclear deal meets the national security interests of the United States and our allies. It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon, which would only make the other problems that Iran may cause even worse.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is out generating support among congressional Democrats about the agreement, but the administration faces stiffer opposition from Republican lawmakers. Once Congress has handed the formal agreement, it has 60 days to consider whether to reject it. And even if it does, Mr. Obama has promised to veto such legislation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeatedly criticized the negotiations throughout the process. He is meeting Thursday with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, one of the diplomats who negotiated with Iran to seal the historic agreement earlier this week.
He has made clear that he intends to fight it all the way and that Israel will seek to use its influence in the U.S. Congress to obstruct the progress of the deal. I'm confident that that action will not succeed.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will host Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir for talks Thursday in Washington. President Obama's National Security Advisor says he is also sending Defense Secretary Ash Carter to Israel and Saudi Arabia this weekend to meet with leaders about the Iran agreement and other shared security concerns. This is VOA News. Greece got a double dose of good news Thursday when the European Central Bank decided to raise the amount of emergency liquidity available to Greek banks and the country's creditors in the 19-country Eurozone formally said bailout discussions could begin. European Central Bank President Mario Draghi said at a news conference in Frankfurt, Germany, that emergency credit to Greek banks has been raised by 900 million euros over 1 week. Greek banks have been closed since June 29th after the ECB opted against raising the credit it makes available. Separately, the Euro group of finance ministers said it made the decision to start discussions on a three-year bailout of Greece from Europe's bailout fund, the European Stability Mechanism. Japan's lower house of parliament has approved legislation that will loosen restraints on the military. The controversial measures passed Thursday with the support of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition, despite massive protests and a boycott by the main opposition parties. Mr. Abe has pledged to bolster his country's tightly restricted defense forces, partly in response to an increasingly powerful and assertive China, which is involved in a territorial dispute with Tokyo. Swiss authorities say they have extradited one of seven detained FIFA officials to the United States to face corruption charges. Switzerland's Federal Office of Justice did not identify the official from football's governing body, but said he was extradited Wednesday. He was one of seven people arrested in a dawn raid on a Zurich hotel on May 27th. The men are accused by U.S. authorities of involvement in more than $150 million of bribes given for marketing deals for football tournaments in North and South America. India and Pakistan are blaming each other for fresh violence in the Kashmir region that has left several people dead in the past 2 days. Pakistan on Thursday accused Indian forces of unprovoked firing that killed at least four civilians and wounded four others. The foreign ministry summoned the Indian High Commissioner in Islamabad and lodged a strong protest over what it said were border and airspace violations. Pakistan said its troops shot down an unmanned Indian spy plane or drone Wednesday that illegally crossed into Pakistani airspace. The Indian military denied the accusation. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, father to former President George W. Bush, and current presidential candidate Jeb Bush, has been hospitalized after a fall that broke a bone in his neck. His spokesman Jim McGrath announced Wednesday that the 91-year-old Bush is fine and added that he is not expected to stay long at the hospital. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.